We start today's program with a look at media coverage of the presidential election season. Arizona Republican AZ Central critic Bill Gutekunst expressed some strong opinions about that coverage in a column earlier this week, and he joins me now to verbalize those perspectives. Bill, this has been a strange election season for many. What do you think of how the media has covered it all?
I think generally it's been awful. And I think it has to do with media, television in particular, not knowing how to cover Trump. Clinton, some people like her, some people clearly hate her, but she is, despite the fact she's a woman, she's a fairly traditional candidate. And we know how to handle that. With Trump, he's just making stuff up as he goes along. And at first it seemed like, well, you know, that's outrageous. The system will sort itself out. You know, we don't need to worry about that. Well, it turns out the system did sort itself out, and now we have him, and nobody's calling him on it.
Do you think that there is a fear among certain media conglomerates because, you know, there's that contradiction, this point of, is he getting ratings? There was the previous relationship he had with NBC related to The Apprentice, and Matt Lauer got criticized for how he interviewed Trump as opposed to how he interviewed Clinton. What are some of the factors you think that are causing this reaction?
Oh, I think that's it, exactly. I think he is a ratings generator. There's no question about it. He's right. That's one boast that is true. I mean, that's the case. They're afraid they're going to lose access to him, and they might. I mean, he's cut off the Washington Post. He's threatened to cut off the New York Times. Part of it, I don't know. I cannot imagine what Chris Wallace is thinking. No, he doesn't need to parse every little detail of their economic plan or whatever. But if there's an out-and-out lie, if Donald Trump says, I never supported the war in Iraq, when there's so much evidence, visual evidence of that he did, how do you not call him on it? It's ridiculous. It's the stuff that people aren't in journalism school the first time, and nobody's doing it because they're afraid they're going to lose access to it.
People are sort of seeking out what they kind of agree with and what they deem is news or not. Has that complicated journalism in this election season?
But they're going from one to the other. They want a biased media, which is the big lie about the whole thing. They want a bias that agrees with their bias. You know, no conservatives complain about the way Fox News covers politics. You know, few liberals complain about the way MSNBC covers politics. That's what they want. They're an eager choir waiting to be preached to. You have people who take it to extremes, like Sean Hannity. I mean, he's making these medical diagnoses of Hillary Clinton, you know, third hand on TV, and people are buying it. That's the thing. I mean, it's, you know, if he says it, well, it must be true. It's on TV. Well, not necessarily. But this has always been the case. I mean, that's how Rush Limbaugh has such a big audience. It's how Rachel Maddow has an audience. I mean, people, for whatever reason, don't really seek news and information as much anymore. They seek a validation of their own beliefs and their own claims. That's why whenever people ask me, and they often do this time of year, you know, how can I really get news? How can I really find out what's going on? I would tell them, if you are a liberal or an independent, watch Fox News. If you are conservative, watch MSNBC, because what you're going to get is not what you already think and what you already know. You're going to get what the other side thinks. Nobody does it, but I'm still sticking with it.
So. Bill, do you think, we referenced Trump, of course, it's impossible not to. Do you think this campaign, as far as media coverage is concerned, has been upended because of his presence? If we saw a more conventional Republican candidate, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, whoever it may have been, would this drama be quite as obvious as we're seeing right now?
There's no question. I mean, there's no question. I mean, he's changed the whole thing. And it's interesting because he hasn't gotten stories. He's gotten like free publicity. He says something outrageous and everybody covers it. That's the whole, you know, the two big words that we hear now, and we should, are false equivalency. You know, if he says, you know, something outrageous, do you really have to go to the other side and get their comment on it? Do you have to report it at all? I don't know. It gets hits. It gets viewers. It gets numbers. You know, but he's very, you know, another problem with this election is the way the accesses work. Clinton doesn't like the press. She does very little with the press. She, you know, so when she, you know, turns out to have pneumonia, it turns out, whoa, what else is she hiding, you know? And I don't necessarily believe she is hiding anything, but how would you know? She doesn't do a lot of press in her events. She's, you know, she kind of keeps them at a distance. On the other hand, everybody complained that she left her press pool behind for 90 minutes when she got sick the other day. Trump doesn't even have a press pool. He doesn't allow one. So, I mean, it's a real mess, and I think it's going to take a while, if it ever does, to recover and kind of get back to the way things, you know, from my perspective, the way things should be. But maybe I have the wrong perspective.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with Arizona Republic and AZ Central critic, also for Gannett, Bill Goodykunz. We're talking about media coverage of the election season. And as you can tell, Bill has some strong opinions about that. And Bill, one person who's had strong opinions, but in some ways was able to couch them in humor, was the former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who is coming back in some form. We also heard yesterday that Keith Olbermann's coming back with GQ and doing some video things as well. We've got Samantha Bee doing Full Frontal. What do you make of sort of the return, and in some cases, in Bee's case, the continuing commentary on what's going on?
I spoke with Olbermann late last night about that, actually. I think Stewart is never going to have the platform that he had with The Daily Show, and that's too bad because he was great at it. But again, there is an element there of preaching to the choir. I think that the people who saw what he was doing and enjoyed it already knew what was happening. They just enjoyed seeing it validated. Samantha Bee's been great, and she's been the closest thing to Jon Stewart that we've had. I think that people want their news, and maybe if I was writing this, maybe I would put news in quotation marks. They want it in what those of us who are older think of as non-traditional ways. And certainly that's the way to do it. Now, Jon Stewart used to always complain, I thought sort of half-heartedly, that, you know, he said, I hear that all these young people are getting their news from me. He said, but that's not really true. He said, the actual news has to happen and be reported for me to react to it. There's something to be said for that, except that a lot of the audience was not watching that original broadcast. They're only getting it secondhand. And I think one of the reasons media is in such big trouble all the way around on every platform, on every format, is because I don't think people really want news anymore.
Wow. Okay. Because as far as what we thought news was, which is sort of an unbiased presentation of the facts?
Yes. For better or worse, major newspapers during the election season used to always do this thing. And I remember a guy I used to share a house with, and I worked at a paper in North Carolina. And he used to say, I'm just going to have to take my medicine and read it. And there'd be one big blowout that told you everything you really needed to know to make an informed vote. You will not find that now anymore. Now, you can piece that together because there's more coverage than ever. But, I mean, you know, it's going to be buried among, you know, like three biggest parties at Scottsdale last weekend or, you know, whatever. I mean, and I'm honest to God, I'm not trying to sound like an old man ranting about the way things used to be. I like the way things are. I love online media. And I love the immediacy of it, and I love the open playing field. But it's got to be a little more self-policing than I think it has been. Just because it's the same way it always was with newspapers and television. Just because it shows up doesn't mean it's true. Yeah, I mean, there still needs to be some responsibility. And in some ways, I think that we have forfeited some of that responsibility.
Arizona Republic, AZ Central, and Gannett media critic Bill Goodykunz. We've been talking about media coverage of this election season. And Bill, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.